Blog Talk Radio. You know, that's the music from Pastor Servant Troy Thomas that we do have the right to use for Smile 3E Iron Sharpening Iron. The music has stopped, so now we are doing a double service on the World Wide Web as well as Facebook Live. So I'm excited about what God is doing on this evening. So I'm hoping you all hear me that's listening in on live as well as on the replay as well as live on Blog Talk. So for Blog Talk, I was speaking on Facebook and I was saying how time waits for no one and how just knowing that God had been showing me for the past couple of days that I still need to be about his business. Regardless what I'm going through, regardless what I went through, I still need to be about his business. Because when I went to the doctor for one thing, it turned out to be something else. When I went to the doctor to see about something, it turned out to be, well, no, we got to take care of this now. And when they went in the process of taking care of that, they said, no, we got to do, they had to double up. So I can't sit back and say, well, I don't feel too good, I don't this, I don't that. Because, you know, when I thought about when the apostles was locked up and when they was in jail, they didn't say, well, when we get up out of here, we're going to go and minister, we're going to go and prophesy, we're going to go and show them. They was about God's business. Even in the joint, penitentiary, the jail, whatever you want to call it. And when the earthquake came, still was about God's business. They could have ran out and escaped. Mm-mm. They were still about God's business, and they used integrity. See, a lot of times we don't understand that even though we're taking care of God's business with whatever we're going through, we got to do it with integrity. You can't sit there and say, oh, well, you know what, my head hurt, my sugar low, or my heart hurt, oh, I'm going through this and I'm going through that, I'm so weak. No. Mm-mm. Even when Jesus died on the cross, he was still ministering to the people. And we have to look at it where we have to get to that point like Jesus. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We have to get to the point where we're saying, God, I'm still going to do what I said I was going to do. God, I'm still going to live for you with every moment I have. I'm still going to minister your word with every moment that I have. I'm still going to tell people about the goodness of Jesus with every moment that I have. See, right now, I'm in the process of having to have someone drive me around because of the procedure that I had and the medicine that I have to take. I can't be trust-handed a vehicle, they say. But you know what? During that time and during this process of this time, because time works for no one, it gives me a chance to minister to my family and talk with them and tell them about, I thank God for what's going on. I thank God for this precious time we have. I thank God for allowing us to be together because, see, we have to understand sometimes people don't take, make, or want to spend time with you. Y'all better hear me. And when you find yourself in a position that you have to depend on somebody to do for you, you use that time to tell them about the goodness of the Lord. You know, I say all the time our foundational scripture for this program is called Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. But my favorite scripture is excuse me, Psalms 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. See, I don't want to just know that I tell Facebook and blog talk about what God has said and that you all see me on Facebook to say what God is doing and what God is going to do and what God has done, and I'm still thanking him for this and I'm still thanking him for that, and now I got this new thankness. I'm going to say it like this, this new thankness that I have to thank him for. I get a chance to reminisce with my son. You know, we were talking today about time. I remember the time when you used to ride on the back of my motorcycle with me, and I remember the time we used to do this, and I remember the time we used to do that. And then he started saying to me, Mama, I'll never forget the time we did this. And it blessed me so, because I'm not going to say I forgot, but I never thought that meant so much to him. See, time waits for no one. We can never go back and get it. We can never go back and redo it. We can never go back and relive it. So whatever time you have, you better take it as a precious moment, not just to remember and reminisce on what you all have done, but to tell them about goodness of the Lord. The Lord ain't just started doing for you, because he ain't just started doing for me. Excuse me. God has been good to me all my life. See, those that know where I come from, I can say where we come from. Let me tell you something. Everybody didn't get out. Everybody didn't want out. Some are still stuck where they was at. Some are still living on the shitters, the coulders, the wouldas, and the ifas. If I had a head. No, you had a chance. You just went about it a different way. Coulda, no, you had a chance. You just decided to go about it another way. So when you sit back and you look at all the time that you've messed up, and lost, you better go back and say, God, with whatever time I have left, I want to tell somebody about you. I learned on this week that people that love you or say they love you or people that you don't really know is paying attention to you will pick up the phone and say, I need prayer. Now, I'm saying that to say that's a blessing, because, see, when somebody tells you they need prayer or they want prayer or they desire prayer, you ain't got time to say, well, let me call somebody, especially when you have a prayer life. Or if you don't have a prayer life, you need to get a prayer life. But when somebody calls you, you say, I don't have no questions, I don't need no answers. Because when they saying to you, whether they texting you, whether they're tight, what are you saying, Apostle? Okay, all right, Apostle. Whether they're texting you, whether they're talking to you, or whether they're doing whatever they're doing, you have to know that you better be saying, God, what are you saying? What do you want me to pray about? Because, see, when a person is looking for prayer, a lot of times they don't want to tell nobody nothing because they feel like, God, I just want to know that you're there for me. You got me. And when you start praying, you say, to God be the glory, because, see, you don't have time to be trying to figure out. Because I believe when somebody wants something specifically prayed for, they'll tell you. But if they don't, you just say, God, I surrender myself to you. Use me, Lord, to pray for this person. Let them hear something they need to hear. Because it's not me that's speaking, but it's you speaking through me to let them know God is on the throne. See, time waits for no one. I believe God is going to have me speak on that for a minute, because when I, like I said, when I went to the doctor, I thought I was just going to be set up. But knowing that when I went to the doctor, it turned into a well-needed procedure. A well-needed procedure. See, when the devil tried to wipe us out, y'all, we better know he ain't playing. That's why we got to stop playing. The word of God says in the book of Jude, in the fourth chapter, fourth verse, that the evil man snuck in unaware. His job is to, this John 10, I believe, he comes in for to steal, kill, and destroy. But you all, we have to remember that God came to give us life, and that more abundantly. See, until we really realize who we are, whose we are, and our assignment, we're going to keep taking it as a joke. We're going to keep taking it as, well, I got later on. No, you don't. February the 6th, I went to see the doctor. And he said, I'm going to set you up for this, and I'm going to set you up for that, and then we'll get back together and we'll talk. So when I began to do the testing, and I went home, and next thing I know, I'll just say by the next day, they said, we need you to come in to do this and do that. So when I did that, next thing I know, they say, we going in right now. We got to do this, we got to do that. Then as they was doing what they had to do, said, we got to do something else because this is what's going on. I didn't have time to say, oh, Lord, I just said, God, your will, not mine. It's all well with my soul. I said, because one thing I do know, God, I done what you told me to do. I've tried to stay faithful. I said, but God, if you're not through delivering me, if you're not through using me, God, have your way. Have your way, God. I'm not tired of being used. I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. I'm not running away. I'm not looking over here, looking over there. I say, God, I didn't have time to pick up the phone and call nobody and ask for prayer. Hey, Rolanda Love. I didn't have time to get on Facebook or send a message or text nobody and say, I need prayer warriors right now. See, I didn't have time for that. That's why when you hear men and women of God tell you about their testimonies and they tell you, you better have a relationship with God. You better have a relationship with God. Because, see, you better be the one that can say, I know I can get a prayer through. Because, see, ain't nothing like them doing a procedure on you and they say, I can't put you under because I need you alert. I'm going to make it where you're not going to feel a lot, but you're going to know what's going on. Do you know what that's like? When you can feel this and feel that, even though they say it's going to be, you're going to be comfortable where you're not going. Do you know what that's like? Do you know what it's like to not be able to do something for yourself? Do you know what that's like? See, I'm going to go back a couple of months. December had came around. That was my husband and my son's birthday. And I knew that I wanted to celebrate them. And all of the time I was celebrating them, I said to God last year, I said, I want to celebrate. I want to do a surprise. But see, my family and friends thought I was doing it because I was just doing something. But no, God had put in my spirit that there was a shift in the spirit realm. There was a shift in the atmosphere. And I said, I don't know if it's for them or me. I said, but God, I want them to know how much I love them. I want them to know how much I appreciate them. I want them to know I'm going to go above and beyond myself to give both of them something they've never had, a double celebration, because their birthdays is right there like that, you know, the 5th and the 7th. I wanted them to meet their family. I wanted my son to meet his family, but I want him, Stan Sr., to see his family that he had not seen in such a long time. And I reached out to a niece that I had not met, and I said, I need you. She didn't say, who are you and which one? She just, God had touched her heart, because, see, I prayed about it before I reached out. I didn't say reach, I reached out, because I knew I couldn't do this by myself. But when they came together and they celebrated with me for them, it brought tears to my eyes to see them being celebrated, because they both did not know what was going on. Now, I said that to say this. Because time waits for no one, just think if I didn't do it. I would have been doing the shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and the ifs. What if I had went on and did it? I should have went on and did it. Oh, it was nothing. Look, I didn't want to go to a place that I had to charge at the door, or the people was going to be trying to sell drinks and stuff like that. I just wanted just a plain celebration. Some food, a family get together, laughing and talking, enjoying each other. I didn't want, you know, liquor to be around, because you know how people get sometimes when they drink. I'm not a drinker, but I felt like I didn't want that type of atmosphere. I just wanted an atmosphere of family, love, and getting to know each other. And all of the children came in, and we all did such a beautiful thing of getting together. But I had enough sense to step back and watch, because, see, that wasn't my time. My timing was to bring together. But I had to sit back and just watch what was going on, because there was something that needed to be done. Because, see, a lot of times we don't understand that when God celebrates us, it's not always the way we see the celebration coming. I'm saying it like that because, see, some of us don't know how to celebrate each other. See, we're still running around here talking about Easter's coming. I don't call it Easter. I was taught a while back, we call it Resurrection Sunday. Because, see, even though we know that the calendar and the timings and everything is all mixed up, but I believe God blesses our heart and blesses us because of the intent. We're celebrating the fact that Jesus rose for us because time waits for no one. He knew that he had time on this earth, and he was saying, my time hasn't come yet. And see, that's what a lot of us don't know, that our time hasn't come yet, but while we're waiting for our time, what are you doing? You know, I always say the time you were born and the time you leave here, if you see, it's an in-between. It's a visible line. What are you doing with that time? What is your testimony? What is somebody going to say about you? Because, see, I've learned how to not always say what I feel. Oh, it's right there. How they say, I'm going to do that mannequin moment. See, I'm one of those people that I had to be delivered from what comes up comes out. And how many of us know when we say what comes up comes out is normally something our body is rejecting?
Mm-hmm.
That's the type of person God had to deliver me from. What comes up comes out. So I've learned how to not always express myself. See, I had to learn how to say, God, teach me how to shut up. Because, see, God said, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. See, it wasn't always love and kindness coming out of my mouth. Sometimes it was some poison.
Mm-hmm.
So with me saying that, and I said, God, teach me how to be quiet. God is still teaching me how not to go back. As the word says, it's like a dog to his vomit. Don't go back. Where God has brought you from, value that time and use it for God's glory, because one thing I do know is that God is willing and God is waiting. He said, when you hear my voice, harden not your heart. God said that he will do for us what we allow him to do. What I mean by that, God ain't going to make him bless you. He said, if you be about my business, if you take care of God's business, if you build God's house, if you do what God has put you on assignment to do, God is going to take care of you. He feeds the ravens. He feeds the lilies in the field. He feeds the fish in the sea. God puts everything in place that we need. Now, we may not always want the timing that God has for us, because, see, we try to tell God how to bless us. We try to tell God how to provide for us. But, see, sometimes God says, no, you don't need that. You don't need that right now. Matter of fact, you don't need it in life, period. Look, hold on, y'all. You know, I gave a testimony last year and the year before that and the year before that and the year before that. I ran into some people that I used to hang out with.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I ran into some young ladies. We used to be running buddies. We used to be hang out. We used to go to parties. And, I mean, we kicked it, me and my sister and them, and we had such a good time. Some of them we grew up with, and, you know, some of them are dead and gone. Some of them look like they're walking dead. But I look at them, and I say, God, there go I. That could have been me. But I had a prayer, how the lady, I can't think of her name, say, I had a prayer, mama. Mm. See, I didn't just have a praying grandma. I had a praying mama, praying aunties. Ah, oh, my God, a praying family. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. That when I was too silly, too dumb, and too crazy, because I didn't know no better, I was just having fun. They was praying for me. I ran into somebody I used to date years ago, and when I saw him, I was three steps to not running down the street and shouting, thank you, Jesus. Mm. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for wiping that out. Thank you for not allowing me. Thank you for God not having no soul tie. Thank you, God, for breaking that soul tie. Thank you, God, for rescuing me. Thank you, Lord. See, when I didn't know that I needed Psalms 91 that said in my time of trouble, he'll come and rescue me. I didn't know it. I didn't know that he said he would take my feet out to miry clay. I didn't know it because I was so busy with what I wanted. See, we have to get to the place that knowing the timing. See, we can get caught up in some places that we say, God, when I look back, and I said, okay, I didn't dot that I and I didn't cross that T. But God, I thank you. I thank you for protecting me when I was out here, how the Army commercial used to say, being all I can be. I see some of y'all want to act like you've been where you're at all your life. But in case nobody else going to tell you, God going to tell the truth, you was being all you could be. The Army motto was looking for a few good men. Brother, let me just be honest with you. Lie to yourself because you can't lie to God. I thank God for bringing me out. I thank God for still allowing me to dream. I thank God for still allowing me to have a conversation about things I want to do. I thank God for giving me a chance to hopefully accomplish the things I want to do. I thank God for keeping me in my right mind. I thank God, as my niece Rolanda say, for covering. I thank God for it. I thank God for when I was out here by myself. He provided for me. He took care of me. He didn't let me be a sheep among the wolves and I got devoured. I thank God for keeping a hedge around me and my family. I thank God for protecting us. I thank God for the hedge around us now. Because, see, I know that my grandmother and my mother and my aunties prayed down for the 100th generation. I thank God for my mom telling God what she wanted concerning her children. I thank God that he taught us how to pray. He taught us how to take the time that he's given us and how to put things in place. Because, see, if you think about it, when he created heaven and earth in the beginning, when it was without form, God took time to put everything in its place. And I thank God for taking out the time to put everything in place concerning me. I thank God for teaching me time waits for no one. What are you going to do with the time God gives you? Repent. Pray. Get to know his word. My sister gave me a book a couple of weeks ago, about a week or two ago, and she even asked me, did I read the book? I got the book out the car today because I kept forgetting it. And I looked at it and I said, Lord, I got to call her and ask her, how do I read the book? Because, see, the enemy will make you not tell somebody, I don't understand this. You know, he would tell you, oh, don't take that time. Don't let them know. You don't. No, no, no. I think I understand it. But, see, I'm going to take the time out to make sure I understand it because, see, the first thing I saw on the book that says treasure. See, how many of us know that God's word is a treasure? It talks about the scriptures. It talks about different things. And I was looking in it, and the first thing I went to was Psalms 91. And I read it, and it said, David encouraged himself among the enemies, but I'm trying to read the rest of it. I'm trying to get an understanding. See, don't never get so knowing that you don't know. You still need to know God still has treasures in him that he needs you to find. Oh. Time waits for no one. Take the time out to get to know God. Take the time out to want to know God. Take the time out to say, God, have your way in my life with all the time I have left in life. So I just want you all to know that I saw where Apostle put on my Facebook Live that Blog Talk is still being fixed. It just seems that whenever God is really doing something, that the enemy of our soul tries to get involved. But I say to anybody and everybody that's looking in live on the replay, please share this. Because, see, we're in a time where I've heard my sister say, and I heard other people say, when did we say it was okay for criminals to run our company, our country, and our lives? It's when you know they are. The Word of God says that they're going to say what's good is wrong and what's wrong is good. We're not looking at what's going on. We're too busy trying to make sure we look good and we got the right clothes and the right BBLs and the right eyelashes and the right lace silk front and zipper front and 28 pieces and 32 pieces and 14 pieces. And we're too busy trying to make sure we're being fluent and we're living confused and we're doing all this and doing that. We're too busy having fun instead of doing what God has told us to do. But I'm telling you, there's a shift in the spirit. There's a shift in the atmosphere. The month of April is going to tend to be more than just the month that taxes is due. Some things is going to come due for some people, some of us. Some going to have a breakthrough. Some going to have a breakout. Some going to have a breakup. Some is going to have to know God for themselves. Just know that. There's some things I've been asking God and talking to God about and some things I've been seeking God about that I haven't talked to anybody about but God because, see, like I say, this book that I was given, I'm trying to see what's the first thing on it. It says the treasures of Scripture. Excuse me for putting my finger in the way. But the treasures, I just want to get in God's treasure. I want to get in God's face. I want to get in God's word. I want to lay at the feet. There was a song we learned a long time ago that says, Lord, I just want to lay at your feet. I just want to lay at your feet, God, so I couldn't just be blessed by your glory. I want to lay at your feet, God, so I could just bask in your glory. God, I want to lay at your feet so I could just be blessed. Blessed, 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 blessed. See, we don't have time to, when I get to heaven, I'm going to tell God how I feel. From my understanding, when you get to heaven, the tryouts are over. I guess you heard me. You're not going to get up there and say, well, God, here's my repertoire. Here's my portfolio. And because, see, your portfolio is what you live in. What is your portfolio saying? God, I kept putting you on hold. Or God, I kept saying, not today, God. I'll call you tomorrow. I'll text you. Lord. I'll BM, I'll DM you, whatever you call it. I'll send a message. I'll get in touch with you later. That's what we're doing? See, time waits for no one. You better get in a place where you're saying, God, I want to, I need to, and I have to repent. God, I'm not perfect. I don't know how to go about this thing. But God, if you tell me, Lord, I'll do it if you show me, Lord. I'll do it, God. I just want to do your will, God. I want to be who you said I could be. I want to be who you said I am. God, I don't care what nobody says. Because, see, one thing I do know, I'd rather for to do what you say and be laughed at now than to not do what you say and be crying, teeth gritting and burning. Can't quench my thirst. You see, I keep reaching back, getting my little aluminum cup to keep my little juice cool. I don't want to wait till it's too late. See, I want to go where they say the streets are made of gold and pearly gates and there are many mansions. I want to go where they said that there'll be no more tears, no more heartache, no more pain. I want to go where I'll get a crown on my head. I want to go where I'll be in white. I want to be washed by the blood of Jesus. I want to be saved and sanctified. I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to be God's vessel. I don't want to say a spy, a super spy. No, see, I want to be what God says. That's right, Rolando. Obedience is better than sacrifice. See, I don't know who will, who may, who want, who do really listen to me or hear me if you don't say anything. But one thing I do want you to know, I pray. If I don't call out at your name, I put you in a category of family, loved ones, and friends. And when God puts certain people in my heart gate. You know what I mean by that? In the eye of my heart where I could see your face. I pray. I don't have to pick the phone up. Sometimes I say, God, I don't even know who that person is. Or I could be looking at somebody on Facebook and God would just tell me to call their name. Because, see, when God is blessing people, when he said that I'll give you wells that you haven't dug and give you land you haven't sold. You know, you have to really understand God will put you in a place that you are in somebody's heart and you don't even know it. God will have strangers pray for you and you don't even know it. I know it's a young man. I don't want to put his name out there. Because what he did in a secrecy. He knows me from the motorcycle scene, and this is about last year. He inboxed me, and he sent me a blessing, and he said, woman of God, I just want to bless you. And I said, wow. That blessed me so, because I never would have thought that person knew me or saw me or listened to me or paid. I never, when I tell you God will make people bless you, see, everything don't have to come financial. Some things come with prayer. See, somebody somewhere praying for real for me, P-R-A-Y-I-N-G. But I got somebody somewhere for real, P-L-A-Y-I-N-D and P-R-E-Y-I-N-G. See, that way you have to know how to pray for yourself. Now, everybody praying for you ain't no stranger. See, some of us got some supposed to be loved ones. Supposed to be friends. Remember Jesus had Judas? See, we look at movies, say, sleeping with the enemy. We look at pictures of programs all the time that say they pretended to be my friend. They pretended to love me, but all the time they didn't. I've never seen so many women jealous of their mate, spouse, boyfriend. I don't even want to talk about sister, brothers, cousins, friends, uncles, aunties, nieces, nephews, and father, daughter, son, and so all that. I want to talk about it. But just your mate, so jealous. I've never seen so many men jealous of their spouse. Instead of saying, I thank God that he gave me a woman as this, the man of God is dead and gone, but I saw it some years ago, but it had refreshed last year in my Facebook posting, how they said if you give her certain things, she know what to do with it. If you give her flour and milk, she know how to make a meal. Mm. If you give her some thread and some materials, she know how to make clothes. Mm. If you give her your heart, she know how to cover you, as well as you're covering her. But I'm just saying that when you give her what she needs, God gives you what you need. See, he said that he put man and woman together, that the man will cover her, but she will be his helpmate. See, we don't understand that in God's timing, everything is on time. Y'all get that? Time waits for no one. But in God's timing, everything is on time. Now that I gotten older, I find myself moving a little slower, which I thought would never happen, and Lord knows I don't like it. Now that I gotten older, I see my hair has changed another color. At first I was dying it, but no, I say, God, I thank you for my wisdom. I'm not saying nothing for those of you all that do it, but see, at some point in time, your body starts to reject and change things, and you just have to let it be. Time waits for no one. Now that I've gotten a little older, I don't find myself wanting to go certain places and be around certain people and certain atmospheres, and I just find myself saying I'm content at being home. See, I don't find myself liking to wear certain outfits no more. I look at some people and smile and say, Lord knows I used to wear that stuff right there. Yeah, they think them some stilettos. Baby, look here. They think that's an outfit. But I tell you, I used to be a candidate for Soul Train. Thank God for deliverance. Well, I tell you, God is an awesome God. Baby, look here. I thank God, now that I got older, I know what's age appropriate. See, some of us still trying to do some old stuff. But I'm speaking to the women right now. When you get a certain age, certain things should be put on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? You need to treat yourself like a jar of preserves. Tighten that top up and put it on the shelf. Because what was, was. What ain't, ain't. I'm not finna walk around here trying to wear no cat suit. Because right now, it'll look like an Alice suit. I'm not trying to walk around here. And for those that can, go ahead. I'm not finna try to wear no 5 and 6 inch heels. Baby, look here. Be like falling, walking down a wooden ladder, or walking on a wooden ladder with broke planks, or rotten planks, because something going to give, and it ain't going to be the heel, it's going to be me. When you know that it's time to let go, let go. Time waits for no one. When you see people doing stuff you used to do, just smile and say, I remember when. But God, I thank you for bringing me through. Like I said, some didn't make it. I got some friends that didn't make it, Lord. Me and my sister was talking about them the other day. They didn't make it. Some dead and gone. Some ain't in their right mind. Some look like. You look at them and say, what happened? I remember when he used to be fine. Now you look at himself, what in the Betty Crocker, alligator syrup, butter figure sandwich is this going on here? What happened? You look at her and be like, girl, if you don't get those, I tell you, everything can be healed with a pill or a shot. Thank you, Lord. I just gotta say thank you, Lord. It could have been me. It could have been me. It could have been me. I just gotta say thank you, Lord. God, I thank you for Psalms 91, that in my time of trouble you came and rescued me. God, I thank you that when you saw that I was in need of a Savior, you came and rescued me. God, I thank you that you answered the prayers of my mother and my grandmother. You came and you rescued me. God, when I think about myself, when I think about my life, when I think about my past, God, I thank you for rescuing me. I thank you for a time such as this that you said, because the tears of your mother and grandmother's in heaven in a bowl, because I gave them promises, because for my bloodline blessing. God, I thank you that the time that they spent praying for their children's down to the 100th generation, that the oil still runs down Aaron's beard. God, I thank you. I thank you for your blessings. In Jesus' name. I just want to thank you all. Apostle said Blog Talk is still being worked on, so I'm going to say it anyway. If anyone's on Blog Talk, if they have anything to say, the lines are open. Please say something now. I'll pause for a second for that. Okay. For those of you that joined me on Facebook, I thank you all so much for taking the time out to listen to what God has put on my heart today, because God just been messing with my heart. What I mean by messing with my heart, God has been messing with my heart to keep in my heart time waits for no one. 1,000 years is like a day with God, but a day with God is like 1,000 years. Dr. Wright, definitely are. Thank you so much, Dr. Wright. You're right. We definitely are grateful for the prayers that have gone before us. Yes, we are. See, one thing I do know, when God associates with us with people, he associates us with people that, the Word of God tells us not about just a bloodline, but he tells us about those that sojourn unto us, that we become another kind of bloodline. We become the bloodline of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for Dr. Serena Wright. Dr. Wright has been such a blessing in my life. She has not just prayed for me, but she has made me laugh. When we go out, me and my sister and her, we just, sometimes we sit back and we see things going and we talk with our eyes. So everybody that's been a blessing to you is not always somebody you see every day, but when you see their name or you see their picture, you just smile and say, God, I thank you for that one blessing right there. That's one of the blessings right there you have put in my life, that when they see you, they're glad to see you. They let you know that they're glad to see you. God, I thank you for that woman of God, because one thing I do know is she has a true relationship with you, and I thank you for her, and I just want you to just make all her dreams come true. Everything her hands touch, let it be like the Midas touch, let it turn, not just the gold, but the platinum in Jesus' name. I want to say to everyone, when you see what God is doing, you got to know that God is God. God is talking to you. God is showing you. God is trying to get your attention. If you lose some friends or a lot of friends, it's okay. I remember a time I was saying today that my phone would ring so much, I had to shut it off just to save my battery. But now, I had my sister laughing today. I told her, a God sister mine, I say, my phone rings so much I can tell you who called me, depends on what time of day it is. That's how often my phone rings. Because, see, when you get about God's business, God changes your business. And everybody ain't trying to hear about God's business. But it's okay. Time waits for no one. I'm going to still do what God told me to do. I thank you all for joining in on tonight. I thank you all for sharing the service on tonight. Please remember, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. If you come back this Wednesday at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will hear me talk with you about being wise. Wisdom, use wisdom with God. Use the wisdom that God has given you. If you come back Friday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, I'm sorry, change that. Friday, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, you will hear what God has put in my heart. That's my new party night with the Lord, because, see, when I was in the world, I would go out on Friday. So I'm making Friday night with God our night of Let's Talk. We're going to make that latest night, you know. So this is going to be that for this Friday. So come on back and sit down and talk with me. Come back on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own apostle-elect, Dr. Cecilia Kaiser. I want to tell you all, just remember, when you find yourself in a place you don't know what to do, you don't know where to go, find yourself going in the secret place of the Most High God. Run to him. He's a strong tower. God won't leave you nor forsake you. Just when you go to him, don't try to play it, hokey-pokey. Don't be in and be out. Go in and say, God, I'm all in. Ask him to teach you, train you, help you, and guide you to his understanding. Because I'm going to say it again, time waits for no one. Stop believing you have all the time in the world, because you don't. I'm trusting God for everything he has for me. So again, thank you all. Thank you for joining in. Love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. I pray that you all get a sweet rest on tonight when you go to sleep. I pray that God covers you and your home, your house, your family, finances, even your dreams that you have put on the altar before him. I pray that God answers. I pray that God answers that prayer that you've been scared to talk to him about. You've been scared to go and see about it because you feel like you haven't done what you said, and you haven't done what you should do. But I'll tell you one thing. It's a little thing they have on Facebook that say, try Jesus
don't try me. I'm going to tell you, try Jesus Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and twice on Sunday. Try Jesus. I'm telling you right now, time waits for no one, but Jesus is here for everyone. Okay? Love you all. Good night, everyone.